Hello, everyone. This is Heidi with the DSG Connect podcast, and I am so happy to have Dr. Stephen Miller from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on the podcast with us today. I'm going to introduce him a little bit and give you a background, and then we'll get right into it. So Dr. Miller has been in practice for over 35 years, faithfully serving his patients. He is often sought out in his community for complex cases due to his focus on technical accuracy and high aesthetics. He's heavily involved in the AACD and the AGD. He's received many prestigious awards along the way, including the LLSR, which is the Lifelong Learning and Service Recognition Award. I know he values continuing education very highly. He's also a national lecturer and so much more. His warmth and caring way towards his patients and within the community is really why I wanted to talk to him today and hear a unique perspective. So Dr. Miller, welcome.
Wow. Who was that that you introduced, Heidi? So nice. But just let me just clarify, Heidi, I literally in 2 months will have just completed 40 years of being in private practice. So, I mean, yeah, 35 ain't bad, but you know what? Increments of 5 are important, especially in birthdays. So thanks for the shout out.
You're welcome. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, not bad, huh? As Larry David would say, it's pretty, pretty good. So what's up? What can I help you with today, Heidi?
So, you know, I know you have an expansive reach within your community, and we're definitely in a challenging time right now in all aspects of life. And I really wanted to just get your perspective. You and your wife are both business owners within your community. And just wondering how you're walking it out. How is it affecting your patients and you guys both?
Well, you know what? That's a great question because there's two sides to my life right now. Right now, I have become a videographer for my wife's beautiful, beautiful boutique. She has been in business for 17 years and the door shut right when about $75,000 worth of inventory was coming and being delivered, and then the doors shut. So I've been doing some incredible videography for her, reaching out to women in the community. And the feedback is so, so lovely because her fans, when I say her fans, her customers and clients are supporting her. They miss her. They miss the retail therapy. So now on her Instagram and her Facebook postings, I am the setup guy. I am the videographer. So I guess my talents from the dental practice have allowed me to be an expert in the videography. So thankful to having those skills. One of the things in my office that I've done is I have had one key person who has worked for me 30 years. And I said to her that was most important is besides the generic reach out that we put out on email and some of these services that we all had, is that I asked her to personally reach out to all of our elderly patients that we have in the practice just to tell them that we're thinking about them. And it's been so heartwarming for her to relay the stories of appreciation. I'm talking, you got to be 85 and older to be in this initial contact, because you know what? I might have said my final goodbyes to many of them. And when you've taken care of someone's oral health for 35 to 40 years, especially the little old ladies, they like to sneak a hug in. And you know what? I miss it. I miss it terribly. So how's that for an answer?
It's great. I know you and Judy are both very warm and welcoming and see your patients as an extension of your family. And you've been so established within the community and doing all of that. I think that's so great. I know that there's been a lot of, you know, reach out to older people, whether it's food or just, you know, in the community or talking to people. And Pittsburgh is a different kind of a place. I mean, Pittsburgh, if you're Pittsburgh, you're Pittsburgh, you know, and people are, you have your own language there and everything. So you guys are a big, big community. So that's a great suggestion. Are there any other things that you have done as far as precautions and new protocols to keep your patients safe and your team safe and you as well?
If you hear some emergency noise in the background, there's just been an alert to this building that there's some sort of a issue going on. But It often happens. So you'll excuse it. It keeps saying Kauffman Medical Building, but we're okay here. I don't think there's a fire going on, so we're okay. So the biggest issue that I think right now is confronting dentists and dental offices is the future. I mean, the unknown of this future is absolutely become frightening. And the issues that are going on in metro areas like New York, if you watch the news, can put some perspective of what's happening in the world. So for right now, okay, I think that people really have to take a deep breath, step back, and they need to prepare ultimately for what it will look like, and no one knows that yet, but what it will look like when we can come back and start to see patients. Personally, I do not believe that anything will return to normal or somewhat resembling normal until we are vaccinated and well through this later on in a year or so, because things will be very, very different. And I believe that the practice of dentistry is going to be, for the short term, like an operating room. And it's going to change dramatically. And I think the days of running around and expanded function duties and all of those other services that have been provided for workflow are going to slow down. So I think that dental offices will be productive, but they'll be working much longer hours for that productivity. That's my initial take. And the PPE is a major issue. And I don't see this leveling at least for another 4 to 6 weeks. That's my take.
Okay. All right. And in your office during this time, have you had emergencies and what precautions have you taken?
Oh my gosh. So I think that I have been really, really good at doing a Zoom conference or a FaceTime conference with many, many patients. What I think is different for a patient is what they consider something that is an emergency. So if you look back as a dentist 3 months ago, you realize what kind of emergencies people had that would come to see you. And now when this pandemic has occurred, when you really, really look at what an emergency is, it can be taken in a different kind of like postponement. So I have been making up a lot, you know, a lot of people have called, they think that their filling has come out or they think that their root canal filling has come out. So we've put together, I can't tell you how many care packages of cavit material, and I put a cotton stick applicators, a cavit, a wood stick, and then I FaceTime people through how they can sort of put a repair on their tooth. And honestly, patients, once they're reassured that they're not going to have an issue, things have calmed down a little bit. But we, you know, I've had to see patients. You know, what are you going to do? When someone's really having an issue, we need to see them. And so we do the best we can with what PPE we have, and we follow the protocols, we see them, we don't treat the disease like it's Casper coming under our doors. We have to act like healthcare providers. Just think about all of the people that are dealing with this in hospitals right now. So, you know, as a healthcare dental provider, I need to do what I need to do, but I'm not going to overextend what, quote, an emergency is. And I hope people out there get that. How do you feel?
I think they do. I think that there is going to be definitely more of an embrace of tele-dentistry and tele-medicare or medical care going forward. I think that that's probably one of the things that we're going to see and have that change. I agree with you on the PPE. That's going to change as well. Just talking to several people and what they're thinking about it. And, you know, you are a front lines person. As what, you know, that's what our profession is. And there's going to be a lot of patients looking to you for safety, as well as your expertise on how to guide them through.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, part of also what I saw something interesting that people had posted the other day. And I look at every medical examination that I have, which basically takes me to a physician's office, sits me on some crinkly paper, A medical assistant takes to the computer. She asks me a bunch of questions. And then my doctor comes in. He puts a stethoscope on me, asks me some questions. You need any refills, maybe a blood test, et cetera. And then I get my health care insurance back from that. And that visit is $170 or $180. And so medical side, they get paid $120 or $130. What if the dental insurance industry took a slap in the face, okay, and started having to pay dentists more value and started paying out realistic amounts for the care that we provide? Wow, I lost my voice for a second. The reimbursement for insurance plans is really laughable. And I'm not going to get into, you know, the fact that some people are solely they're solely dependent on insurance for their practices. I've been 100% not involved with insurance my entire career, but I certainly feel for people that are completely dependent on insurance payments. It is disrespectful to our profession, now frontliners, to be treated differently than how the medical model is treated. And I think it's time for lobbying and for that whole process to change. That needs a paradigm shift.
It's really interesting. I think in this time, there's no question that our industry and our whole world has been disrupted by this pandemic and everyone that's affected. It's gonna bring up some really interesting conversations. And that's one of the things that we wanna talk about on the podcast is real honest conversation. And so even as listeners are listening, there are going to be paradigm shifts. There's going to be questions that are milling around and people are going to talk about. One of the things that I'm really interested in, and I know our listeners are as well, and I'm sure you are, is thoughts on a strong comeback. Where do you, I'm sure, you know, everyone's trying to get better through this time and really do, you know, whether it's self-reflection or physically better or working on their business, where are you at with all that? What are your thoughts on a really strong comeback?
Well, I think that it's going to take a period of time for a strong comeback. But what I do know is that dental practices whose staffs are coherent, who truly, truly embrace being part of their teams, I think that their comeback is going to be stronger than ever. I absolutely believe that people who are truly committed for what they do in a dental practice, way outside of just getting a paycheck or seeing it as a paycheck, those that are committed to the concept of serving and being part of a group of people who they work with, who they respect, I think that those practices will thrive. And I think that if you haven't had an opportunity now during this period to make improvements, okay, whatever it is in your own life or improvement within your practice or your staff, if you can't do that now and it hasn't happened, then it's kind of shameful. And so now would be the time. I've never had this amount of time. As a matter of fact, I remember about a month ago telling someone, I haven't had 2 weeks off in 40 years, have not had it. And so, yeah. Wow, you know, the person that's happy, thing that is in my life that is every day, I'm getting stalked because my dog does not understand why I'm around so much. And he's the loveliest. And you know how I love dogs and animals. And yes. he's just the love of my life right now, but he will not leave my ankles. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's really something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, with people having a servant heart, as I know that you do, even just giving the example of you calling your elderly patients and reaching out, people will remember that. People are going to remember the people that reached out to them in this time. And there's such value and it's so meaningful. And I'm, you know, so happy and full of gratitude to be in this dental community with you. Thank you so much. Do you have any final thoughts to share today?
Final thoughts of the day. Wow. I could throw out a lot of final thoughts, but my thought for today, before I go hoarse, is that for each and any one of you that is out there, just be sure that more than ever, you love harder and you reach out harder than you ever have reached out before, making a difference in the lives of people that we render services to, or that our kinship and friendship and our families. Now is the time to love the hardest you have ever loved. So Heidi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you as always. And if there's ever any questions, feel free, you could reach out to me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I love your final thoughts. Where can our listeners connect with you if they're interested or have any questions?
I believe that the best way is to email me, and that would be STEPHENMILLER663@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Dr. Miller. Have a great day.
Okay, bye now.